This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your hidden power, a program designed to help you understand what goes on with you. Your hidden power is my attempt to get you to think about things that are not necessarily experiences that you can have in the physical world. This is something that goes beyond that. Some people refer to it as the metaphysical. However you refer to it, maybe your mind is open, maybe it isn't. Maybe you'll spend some time listening to us today, and you'll have a more open mind. When I say us, I'm talking about my colleague and co-host, Laura Banks, who's here with me. She has a fabulous network, Stargal Network, in Florida. Helps a lot of people with her readings at 800-571-3978. And I'm going to do the same service and underscore for our guest here in this first part of Your Hidden Power. Constance Stellis is a lady who has found the world of the stars and has a fabulous website. You go to ConstanceStellis.com. You'll see how she practices and what she offers for those of you who would like some help, point of view. So you come from Greek roots. Does that help you? Does it make a difference, Constance? Do you think in your openness?
Yes, I do. I never quite thought of that question in that way, but my Greece is a small place with an ancient history, yeah, and probably some of the greatest pilgrimage sites in the ancient world. If you look at my website, Delphi is featured, which is the Oracle at Delphi. Mm-hmm. And our entire Western astrology comes from the Greek gods. So I feel a kinship. I mean, I don't know whether I was hanging around back then, but why not? And also, I think Greeks are very much in tune with their environment and the spirit. We'll just put it that way. Mm-hmm. Dreams. Very important. Dreams.
You know, I want to have both of you talk about that together. I say both of you. I mean, Laura Banks and you, Constance. Do you want to be called Constance? Do you like Constance or Connie?
What's I do. I prefer Constance. Thank
all right.
you.
All right. That's good. How is it that when you think about this, the meaning of the connection that we have to the stars, how is it that we have that we've come up with this? I mean, I draw a blank. We get to a certain point in history, and it doesn't make any sense. There's like a disconnect between understanding who it was or how we first looked at the stars and figured out this amazing way of dealing with day-to-day stuff, understanding people's charts and that sort of thing. But
it's a great question. It's a huge question.
I wouldn't know how to answer that, Constance. You go ahead.
Okay, well, what a lot of people, you know, astrology has become mind-bogglingly popular right now.
Very
because
much.
Many
people
are
looking for answers. People want answers.
People want
many.
Answers, yeah. And they also want a tradition that nourishes the spirit without saying, you know, you can't eat meat on Friday. Or something stricter in terms of traditional religion, which has its place. And what a lot of people don't realize is that astrology is over 4,000 years old.
Right.
And there were traditions in Western astrology, in the East, in China, in the Middle East, and also the Mayans, which I don't know a lot about. So how did it happen? Well, if you're cruising around the Mediterranean in your boat, and the only way you can get from point A to point B is to navigate by the stars, you pay attention. because
right. And I also wonder, Constance, if they didn't pay attention to some of the cycles of the children that were born at different times of the year.
That's
traditionally
how it began.
To this day, January, February, March, some of those kids are more depressed or you know, sentimental than the babies in spring
later.
And summer.
That came later because individual horoscopes were a function of not the Babylonians so much, but then the Greeks. It was not
right.
permitted to draw up an individual horoscope, for example, in Roman times of the emperor, because then you would know what was going on.
But who's to know? Everybody could find out what his date was, date mm-hmm. of birth. You can find that information out even
exactly.
back then. So
they could, but what to do with it? I mean, there's
right.
a lot
not
of complexity. To astrology. So just knowing your sun sign, like you are Scorpio, Doug, is a good piece of information. But then we have the moon, Mercury, Venus,
right.
Mars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then how all of these planets interact through time. Your chart doesn't change, but it is progressed to the time and date of today or in the future. So
right,
all
and speaking of dates, the earliest zodiac found in Egypt dates to the first century B.C., called
yep.
the Dendera zodiac, particularly important in the development of horoscope astrology, astrologer and astronomer Ptolemy. So
right.
at what point, what were these astrologers figuring out that Venus moved really fast, and Venus is another word for the devil, and they named it a devil sign because it moves so quickly in the sky. At what point, well, it's not the devil, it's the most beautiful planet, but for some reason they had that sinister feel to it because it was so manipulating in the sky. But at what point did they start creating the astrology charts, Constance? Like at what point?
For individuals?
Yes.
Hellenistic times, so after the Roman Empire, and then in the Middle Ages, when the church was completely against astrological predictions. All of the knowledge went to the Arab countries, to the Middle East. And their contribution has been significant in terms of different parts. They're called Arabian parts that can be interpreted in a chart. I have to say, I never heard about Venus being Satan. Venus ruled by Aphrodite or Venus, goddess of love. She was fickle. She was laughing, the laughing goddess who could make you mad because, I mean, mad in terms of crazy, not angry, because of her beauty, her power, her persuasion, her sex appeal, if you want to put it that way. So, and Venus is not the fastest moving planet. Mercury is. And he was always connected in the ancient world with the trickster. He brought messages, but sometimes they were tricky messages. So.
I think it's like evilly disposed human fancy is what I'm thinking of.
We enjoy Mercury going backwards in the sky three times a year.
Three times a year.
Yeah, Constance Stellis is here. Constance is the author of the book, The Hidden Power of Everyday Things. And she also has a fabulous website you might want to check out, ConstanceStellis.com. ConstanceStellis.com. We continue with Laura Banks, Doug Steffen here on Your Hidden Power. If you're a hard-working American and you've been paying a lot of money in taxes, this year may be an exception. You got to pay your taxes, but we may have found a way for you not to have to pay any more because most people have thousands of dollars in tax return, hidden credits and deductions that they haven't been able to benefit from. So the folks at Family Tax Service come along. They want to take your filed tax returns from the past 3 years and analyze them. They're all ex-IRS analyzers and inspectors. So they'll take the credits and deductions from the other tax companies, and they'll say, okay, you missed this, you missed this, you missed that. If you've already filed, no sweat. Call these folks at Family Tax Service, 800-262-0013. That's not the right number at all. 800-262-0318. I don't know where the other number came from. The number, 800-262-0318. Call that and make sure you have a thorough conversation. You know what to expect. You want to get a good, solid, strong refund, or have that $5,000 applied to your tax liability that's not due till June this year, do yourself a favor. Call 800-262-0318 and get the details of how you can save $5,000 or more using Family Tax Services, Service and People.
800-262-0318. Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the Asus ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and with a 14.9 millimeter profile, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. Impressive specs include a 10th-gen Intel Core i7 processor, up to 16 gigs of RAM, there's SSD storage, two Thunderbolt 3 USB-C ports, and fast Wi-Fi 6 connectivity. And you can leave the charger at home, as this laptop lasts up to 24 hours on a single charge. When it comes to software, this ExpertBook runs Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro, which gives you all the features of Windows 10 Home, plus enterprise-grade security, powerful management tools like single sign-on, and enhanced productivity with remote desktop and Cortana. Order the Asus ExpertBook B9450 at asus.com/US.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Constance Stellis is with Laura Banks and me on Your Hidden Power, the focal point on Western versus Eastern astrology. I always find it interesting, even though I tend to be the same, and but whatever happens and how they move things around, I don't know whether it becomes more.
It's because of the lunar aspect of. There's three major, well, there's really four. There's Chinese astrology, and then there's Vedic or Hindu astrology. And if you're familiar with that, sometimes your sign, because it's calculated in a different way based on the position of the moon, can be earlier than what it is in Western astrology.
All right.
I find that because of the cultural bias that exists in India, that it doesn't communicate as well to Westerners as Western astrology. It is incredibly, it can be very accurate, and it is very tied into to luck and money, and well, those are good things. But the other thing is that there's a little bit of baggage, in my opinion. For example, when there are transits that are not auspicious, a Vedic astrologer might say, you need a gem to counteract this transit. And my brother-in-law just happens to have these gems. So I'm not saying this of all astrologers, but the mystical aspect of it can be very prophetic and very, very profound. And then there's a commercial side, which I don't have too much truck with sometimes.
Well. Doug, Constance, yeah. I want to. Can I just ask quickly?
No, we've got to pause for a moment, and then we'll come back to this.
We'll go back. Okay.
What I want to do is also underscore Constance teaching people how to be an astrologer through her website. But I also want to let's take the practical application of this knowledge that we have and try to. I don't want to teach people is the right word for it, but you know, let's make, we've been so discouraged by what's been going on the last few months. How do we move forward and make the rest of this year or the next year or the rest of our life the best part of our lives?
That's right.
Using
the best question. First of all, I have to...
Hold on. We have to pause. Hold on a minute.
Come back.
We'll get to that in a moment. See, the best part of radio cars is you tease the head.
Tease them.
So nobody goes away.
Come back.
During a couple of commercials that are about to play right now here on Your Hidden Power.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Constance Stellis is here with us on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen along with Laura Banks. We're getting into the essence of astrology. Constance has written a book called The Hidden Power of Everyday Things. Also has a sort of a course on her website on how to be an astrologer. So is this put you out of business, you and Laura, or is this just helping people?
Good question. My book, which is called How to Be an Astrologer, is coming out this very day. It will be available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And the Hidden Power book actually was my first book some time ago, and subsequently I have written a series of the little book of self-care for each sign, and so things have progressed.
Good.
And I was very upset because some of the copy says, why go to an astrologer when you can be an astrologer?
Yeah, it's the very first thing here, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It kind of disgruntled me. However,
I don't blame you.
But the thing about this book and the thing about astrology is that at any level that you enter it, you get some rich wisdom and some knowledge. If you are, for example, needing surgery, you're not going to look in this book and say, oh, okay, that's an okay. No, you've got to go to an astrologer that can look at the whole picture. If you are, the same for marriage, the same for conceiving a child if you're having trouble. I mean, all of the parts of life are infinitely more complex than taking your app, CoStar, or I think the other one is called Practice. something like that.
Right, or you go to Astro Dean's or somewhere and you get your own chart. I mean, you know, someone could learn how to build a table at Home Depot in a workshop, but they can't really, you know, build an elaborate table or a table that's going to last many years or give a true reading and understanding of all the years of work you've put in or I've put in, Constance, to go into the intuitive level of planets, signs, and houses and come up with a complex intuitive strategy for this
person. And also the pleasure of having a dialogue with clients is really what I enjoy and have enjoyed. I mean, I've seen people through life cycles, you know, from highs of career to lows of careers to family problems to in-laws passing away. I mean, it's life. And me and my stars and they consulting me.
Well, speaking of life, the situation we're in now, Constance, I'm dying to ask you, according to a lot of astrologers, it's the situation is going to retreat over the summer. We'll have a reemergence in the fall and it'll dissipate by winter around Christmas Eve. That's kind of what I feel. What are your thoughts
on? They're all talking about the conjunction at Christmas Eve because it does represent an important event, Saturn and Jupiter moving into Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little pessimistic because it's not addressing, I mean, that conjunction exists and it's important. But it's not addressing why is this happening now. Okay, we can say somebody let a virus out, too many people in China. Okay, all of those things may be factually true. But in the evolution of the planet, we have gone too far in a disconnect and a hypercapitalism, which sounds weird to be talking about it in terms of this virus, but this is a disease of greed, of doing things that increase the polarization between rich and poor, that I know it sounds a little bit airy-fairy. I mean, a disease is a disease. But why? And what are we supposed to get out of it? And what are we doing in our own lives to progress?
All questions that we need to try to get answers to that we haven't got time to get answers to today. But I think it is. Those are great questions that we all need to keep asking ourselves. ConstanceStellis.com. The book is The Hidden Power of Everyday Things and How to Be an Astrologer. Thank you for being here with us here, Constance, on Your Hidden Power.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And based on the record low price of oil that you've been seeing, it's at a level that's very interesting to a lot of people. We're filling up our national petroleum reserves, the strategic reserves.
President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of -$37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
And we're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And on Wall Street, the Dow losing 592 points, the NASDAQ down 89, the S&P 500 off 51. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Memorial flowers and Canadian flags being left at the locations where a gunman kills at least 18 people in Canada, including a mounted police officer in Nova Scotia. One Canadian flag with a blue piece of tape across it tied to a fence outside the Royal Canadian Mounted Police headquarters to honor that officer. The gunman, 51 years old, disguised as a police officer, dead. More now from USA Radio's Wendy King on the deadliest mass shooting in Canada's history.
A 51-year-old man went on a shooting rampage across the northern part of the Canadian province of Nova Scotia. Chris Leathers is with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. He says the suspected shooter is also dead, and authorities say he disguised himself as a police officer in uniform, and he even fixed up a car to make it seem like a Royal Canadian Mounted Police cruiser.
The coronavirus definitely has people looking differently at their lives, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Survey results from Gallup as they question 80,000 Americans as to how they rate their lives, thriving, struggling, or suffering. Dan Witters of Gallup tells us the survey was taken March 21st to April 5th.
What we have seen now just over the course of the last month is a really unprecedented decline, because we have plummeted from up around 55%, which was where we were hovering last fall, now down to 48.8% and falling.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Us now on Your Hidden Power is our weekly visitor. I want to do like Johnny Carson. Remember, Uri, when Johnny Carson, you were on the show once and he didn't like you, and that was kind of put a kibosh on you for a while with certain people. And then when you went back to the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, I was fortunate enough to be in the studio with you and being your cheerleader along with your brother-in-law and my son. What a difference. What a fabulous experience. And I don't know whether we can speak to that is a reference to how the mind works. I think you were, because Johnny Carson liked the world of magic, I think you might have been, whether you knew it or not, a little intimidated, and that may have gotten you off kilter. but you certainly were not off kilter and haven't been through your career. After all, how could you have been successful? How could you have been as world-renowned as you are had you not been able to make what it is that you have for power, if that's what it is, work most of the time? None of us are perfect. You can't get stuff to work all the time. Don't you wish you could, though?
Exactly, Doug. And I think that tiny failure, I don't even want to call it a failure because the spoon did bend. Mm-hmm. It was Ricardo Montalban, if you remember him, quite a well-known actor at the time. He was holding the spoon. I stroked it very gently, and it bent. But that wasn't spectacular enough for Johnny Carson, who was actually smoking a cigarette under the table.
Yeah.
He kept his hand hidden away from the camera while holding a lit cigarette. And people at home basically saw me struggle for 22 long minutes being humiliated. And I became an underdog. And most of the American viewers, they identified with me. They basically came to the conclusion that if some of the things I tried to demonstrate didn't work, that to them meant that they must be real. Because if I was a magician and a trickster, everything would work every time and all the time. And by not succeeding in front of 22 million viewers, people said, wow, look at this guy. He must be real. And that show catapulted me into, I would dare to say, stardom.
Yep.
Because the next day, Merv Griffin called me up directly. I was in the Los Angeles hotel, and he said, Uri, I want you on my show this week. And then it rumbled on to Mike Douglas, to Mike Wallace. Did you know that 60 Minutes interviewed me?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. All right, hold on a second. I want to play the synchronicity game, which is something that you are fabulous, and you're the one, in my mind, who has made synchronicity mean something to me. Laura Banks is here on the program with us. Laura Banks, remember when Ricardo Montalban starred as Star Trek in Star Trek?
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
All right. So Ricardo Montalban is on stage with you. He's there to promote the Star Trek movie, which has Laura Banks playing Ricardo Montalban's girlfriend in the movie. If you see the Star Trek movie...
I get goosebumps. I can't believe that.
I know. I mean, when you said that, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, this is so tremendously far out and synchronized because there are hundreds of thousands of actors... hundreds of thousands of series, and how many girlfriends? I mean, this is incredible.
I never knew
that, Laura.
Oh, I know. And what a gentleman. He was such a dear. Oh, that's such amazing.
Yeah, send Doug a picture of you and him and Ricardo to put on the website, and we'll just call it synchronicity.
Yeah, we'll let
okay.
Yeah, she's got pictures of her playing.
And I'll send you a picture of me and Ricardo.
And I'll put it on my website.
Right.
Amazing. But, you know, Doug, I've always followed my rules of do it now, and I always kind of reverberate in my mind the affirmations that I can and I will. I know what I want. I say to people, lock on and hold on, think positive, think yes, never take no for an answer. And when people complain to me, I tell them, listen, guys, quitters never win, winners never quit. So I try to become a motivator to people who are constantly under stress and frustrated. And especially, you know, Doug, in these times now with the coronavirus around us, you know how many millions of people lost their jobs, the little businesses, restaurant owners, waitresses, waiters, God, it's just shocking what this virus did around the world.
But what is it doing for us going? What do you think? We've got a couple of minutes left here. What do you think going ahead, looking ahead, what is it doing for us as we look at the future? What is there are a lot of good things, believe it or not, whether we see them now or not, that will be notable, it seems to me, as we move forward. So what do we think some of those things are in a, just
Well, the good thing will be, first of all, that every country on the face of this planet will be ready for another virus. So they will have enough, you know, equipment and masks and gloves, etc. You know, everything is possible, Doug. And I do believe that we are going to be more attuned to hygiene and we're going to take care of ourselves. Something positive will come out of this, but still, it's still a huge tragical sequence here that is, you know, took the world by fire. Still, you know, how many hundreds of people die a day in New York? It's just shocking. But we will overcome everything. I told you I'm a great believer, and things will turn out to be okay within the coming year. And when I say within the coming year, quickly, a few more seconds, the Israeli armed forces did this calculation that it will last for 1 year, and then it will totally disappear.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the things the psychics, psychics and also astrologers looking at the timetable as well. We may have hit the peak, but still is going to be around, something to keep in mind, a lesson to be learned for sure. Uri Geller has lots of lessons for us all the time. Go to his website, learn some of the lessons that lots of people over the years have learned through him. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com, and check out the development of his new museum, UriGellerMuseum.com. This is your hidden power.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Joining us now on Your Hidden Power is our resident expert when it comes to psychic knowledge and power, the psychic scout herself. Mary O'Malley is here with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen. The question that I always ask you questions, and I sometimes, you know this because you know me well, you can tell when I'm tainting the questions by my own experience, right? You're psychic enough to know when I ask a question that I may try to bracket as an everyman question, it really is coming from me. You know that, right?
Yes, I know that.
So when I say, people say, or people are asking, it really isn't people saying it, it isn't people asking, it's me. asking you, but I think I reflect well the everyman, frankly. I'm a little more, when it comes to this sort of thing, I'm not with most men that I know, because I think men try to, and this is a good place for us to start, Mary. Men, I think you told me once that you have now almost as many men coming to you as women. Men tend to think using the services of somebody like a psychic or an astrologer is for women. It's not masculine. It's not strong. It isn't whatever. And basically, it's just the opposite. It takes a lot of strength for you to go against the grain, if that's what it is, and ask for help. Am I right? Or tell me, because we've had this conversation before, and I think I'm right.
Yeah, there's a little more to it. You know, women are more used to and more open to using their intuition. You hear about moms, if their child is hurt, the mom hurts, you know, automatically knows it, and that's pretty much accepted. Men, you know, number one, have a little more trouble asking for help. But I think that their psychic abilities, their intuitive abilities, are used a little differently than women, historically.
Not
that they need to be. Because a man is going to aim his intuition towards business, you know, things like that, where a woman is more about the people around her. That used to be more true than it is today. More men today are using their intuition in every aspect of their life, not just, you know, say, in a business situation.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
break that down for a minute and apply it to today. The virus is affecting a lot of businesses. Are people coming to you, or is there advice you can give in just a general sense for people to either stay the course or maybe get an outside point of view on how they save if the business is worth saving? That's another thing coming out of this. A lot of stuff that's mm-hmm. not worth anything will be gone. How do those people who have value in their business, their careers, know that and move forward?
I think a lot of people are having to tune into their inner awareness as to what happens with their business, or if they need to change the business or start a different business or close the business down and go in a completely different direction. And early on in the virus issue, Spirit told me a lot of that was going to be happening, that people were going to be forced to really have to sit and listen to their higher self, so to speak, their soul self, in what happens next with their life and a lot of mm-hmm. with their lives, and a lot of people are going to be making changes. So I'm starting to see that. I'm starting to get more calls now about the next direction for people.
And what are you telling? We got about a minute left. Are these, by the way, from old clients or new clients?
A little bit of both.
Good.
A little
okay.
bit of both.
So
yeah.
Give us 30, 40 seconds about what you're telling them to keep them on keel.
Obviously, it's going to be different with each person, but really it's the dragging out of them what their gut is telling them to begin with. It's really helping them to focus in and trust their own intuition. And then, you know, what are the first steps to take with that? So it's actually more me working on their intuition than using my intuition.
Right. You know, or maybe them. Proving to them that they have it to begin with, showing them that we all have that hidden power. That's what this is all about, your hidden power. This is a postscript on our visitations every week with Mary O'Malley, who's as good a psychic as you can find. A lot of people are being abused, though. There are a lot of scams. If you can't see a person and actually touch them or know them, then I would stay away from them. Although I know psychics are doing a land office business right now, or people who claim to be psychics. I can tell you about your mother. Don't get into a situation where you're going to give somebody a couple of $100 and not know, because nobody, you know, you just looked them up online. You may be getting a pig and a poke. You may find somebody who actually is good. I've had that experience. But for the most part, right now, you're going to get a lot of uncertainty, a lot of mediums and psychics who are just practicing out of a barn, if you will. So they'll create more anxiety and depression with you rather than straightening it out. So be careful when you're looking for a psychic. Mary O'Malley, you can reach her at PsychicScout.com. PsychicScout.com. Mary O'Malley here on Your Hidden Power with Doug and Laura.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Doug Steffen, along with Laura Banks, and she's with me now on the program pretty much consistently and regularly on the Your Hidden Power Hour because I trust her judgment and her experience. She's also got a good way about her in asking questions, maybe hears and thinks of things that I don't. And no matter where in life you are, no such thing as perfection. So you've kind of, one of the things that's happened to me over my career in radio, which spans 56 years now that I look back on it, and I laugh because it's been great and it continues to be great. I don't look at, how much longer do I have left? I've been as long as I, put my mind to it as far as I'm concerned. But one of the things that comes about as a result of astrology is not only knowing kind of the here and now, but it's moving into the future. And how to use astrology to go there and do that. We sort of touched on that a little bit with Constance Stellis, but you wanted to be heard on that a little bit more as we look to the future, because really, what good is the past?
Yes, it's really right now, Doug, thank you, all about self-care for each of us, self-care. Mm-hmm. And self-care is going to be different. An Aries in this environment will be up to a project. And if an Aries thinks that it is not a time to start a new business or a project, they will torture themselves. A Scorpio still needs to be seductively attached to themselves, whatever that means. There's something that's sensual that they keep in their life, whether it's music that brings them to their awarenesses. But each of us needs to go to that happy place. A Capricorn, again, building, painting, constructing. A Taurus has got to, you know, increase the recipes that they love to make in their cozy kitchen. Mm-hmm. Each of us has a way out. Each of us has a skill set. Cancerians are going to be still managing that company from afar and nurturing their families. Pisces are going to be doing that lucid dreaming, getting into understanding what am I seeing in my dreams and how can I bring that to my life and to consciousness and painting and music. And with Neptune in Pisces right now, it's just glorious. There's all this scary stuff going on, but that Neptune in Pisces is showing us the way to have this exalted place in our dreams. Like sometimes I'll wake up at 4 and 5 in the morning and I can't go back to bed. Like I'm really worried. But then I'll let myself journal and I'll write and be creative or watch something on Netflix. And then I'll go back to sleep. And that dream state sometimes from like 7 to 8 in the morning is incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we just start discovering these pockets during the day where we feel good to get us to that next moment, you know.
You said something about the Scorpio. The Scorpio, the place for me to be is where I have been. One of the reasons I think I've lasted as long on the radio as I have is because Rich McFadden, who's running the controls at the moment for putting this program together, has said that I was the most relaxed guy that he'd ever heard on the air. And
yes.
I am because I'm comfortable when I'm not, you know, when I'm making mistakes or when I'm flubber-dubbing around, that's me. And
but it's much more than that. As a Scorpio and the energetic understanding you have of this universe, which is literally it's that big for Scorpio, you're healing people with your voice, Doug. Mm-hmm. It's not
through all of this huzzerai, I kept the radio program going with all of my folks. And the farm, which is the other thread in my life, beside my children, my relationship with my children is stronger than ever. Relationship with the farm is stronger than ever. And I think the radio stuff is where it's going. I'm not exactly sure, but I know it's going.
Oh, yeah.
In a place that is of significance.
Definitely.
And so all of those things have been there. And I've been able to find that comfort, and I would wish for everybody they could be as comfortable. Am I always comfortable with myself? No.
Yeah.
In my own skin? Most of the time. But do I have my moments? Of course I do. But they don't get in the way of me doing these other things, and maybe that's a lesson for everybody else.
I mean, you give the gift of so much to so many, and people that are struggling that were in wait table services and can't, you know, are struggling and don't have what you have, you know, then the next thing is out there. You need to Google search who is hiring, you know? What you have to go through a paradigm shift and shift your consciousness. But
we become too dependent on making it easy. The government has made it easy for us to not work. I mean, there are all kinds of things that are there that need to be shaken at their roots.
And you were fascinated by that article about how, you know, they're going to hit us again, Doug, with this media message. Hey, we're back. It's great again. Forget what just happened. It's not the case. We can't forget what happened.
You won't be healthy if you look at it that way. So you'll find help from Laura Banks at stargalnetwork.com or by dialing 800-571-3978. That's Laura Banks at stargalnetwork.com. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the weekly Your Hidden Power Show. Check out our podcast every week at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.